Success lies in understanding key principles. In the world of marketing, a killer campaign has three key ingredients. It's super exciting, it grabs headlines, and it gets people moving. Why? 'Cause competition's fierce and marketing costs a fortune. Every year, marketers shell out billions hoping to catch your eye. Let's rewind to 1913 in London. Picture this. British explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton puts out an ad in a few newspapers. He's on the hunt for about 50 brave souls for a polar expedition. He says, men needed for a risky journey. Low pay, bone-chilling cold, months of total darkness, constant danger, and a slim chance of making it back alive. But if we succeed, fame and glory await. Sir Ernest Shackleton. This ad attracted 5,000 applicants because it was clear, dramatic, and visually distinct. To build your brand, follow its example by being clear, dramatic, and visually distinct too. Essentials for brand success. A brand is something folks easily recognize and trust for quality. Back in ancient Rome, marble sellers were the first to vouch for their products. They'd stamp their slabs with sincere, which later turned into sincere in English. This meant their marble was genuine, no wax was hiding any cracks. Creating a standout brand is key in marketing. A great brand inspires trust, proves essential, and stands out from the competition. It's tough to make your brand both inspiring and indispensable, but that's the goal. Think of it like describing your brand in just a few words. Some brands, like politicians, can be complex and mean different things to different people. So when you're crafting your marketing campaign, remember to keep it clear and simple, ensuring your brand shines brightly amidst the rest. 1. Create and utilize a unique selling proposition, USP, to distinguish your product from competitors. Just like Coca-Cola's famous 8-ounce glass bottle, your product should have something special that makes it stand out. This could be a catchy slogan or distinctive packaging that makes your product instantly recognizable. 2. Crafting a brand identity involves creating a logo and a catchy slogan, like BMW's, the ultimate driving machine. Introducing new and unique products is crucial for staying ahead in the market. A company can't rely on outdated products and expect to succeed. 3. A successful campaign needs to be brief and straightforward, leaving a strong impression. Take Apple's iPod ads, for example. They use vibrant colors and simple silhouettes to catch your eye. Another example is a mortgage company's ad targeting people with bad credit. Their slogan, "When your bank says no, Champion says yes," gets straight to the point. Once everything is set up, both your inside team and outside customers can easily recognize your brand with just a couple of clear sentences. Your personality shines through. Having a convincing spokesperson can change how people see a product. When a product connects with people on a personal level, it sticks in their minds. Take American Express, for example. They dominated 75% of the market for their financial services by using actor Carl Malden in ads for travelers' checks. Malden stuck with them for 25 years, and soon his personality was linked with the whole brand, not just one part. What made Malden so effective was his genuine interest in the product. People can usually tell when someone is faking it. Spokespeople need to be relaxed in front of the public and keep a good reputation. The best ones appeal to everyone and work well in both ads and commercials. Use recognizable characters in advertising. Even in today's world filled with celebrities, companies don't always need famous faces as spokespeople. They've used ordinary actors and animated characters as corporate mascots. These mascots, like the Marlboro Man or the Pillsbury Doughboy, are easily recognizable and likable. They've proven effective in various marketing situations. For over 20 years, Metropolitan Life Insurance Company has successfully used Charles M. Schulz's Peanuts characters, including Snoopy, in their ads. Observation validates belief. Print ads face a big problem. They're often hard to read. As people get older, it's even tougher for them to read small text. so many ads don't get noticed. To save time and money, avoid using fonts without little strokes, like Arial or Helvetica, and don't use light text on dark backgrounds. To make ads easier to read, tell your designers you're targeting folks who are 55 and up. Use a font size they can easily see. If they want color, go for red. It grabs attention. Western Union found a winning combo years back: black text on yellow paper. If you're making a brochure, know that it takes a lot of time to make, but often ends up unread. People usually toss them soon after getting them. To boost your chances of being seen, keep these tips in mind. 1. Feature real people, not models, on the cover and inside pages. 2. Summarize brochure contents on the inside front cover. 3. Encourage action on every page, like calling a broker or visiting a website. Use Q&A format when possible. 4. Provide contact info on the back cover. 5. Include white space and photo captions. 6. Keep articles short and to the point. Maximize media influence through strategic integration. To create a big impact, mix up all kinds of media in your marketing plan. Use the internet, TV, newspapers, radio, and direct mail to get your message across. Back in the mid-1980s, MCI, a telecom company, did something groundbreaking with their marketing. They ran a series of ads in different cities promoting their long-distance services. They were up against a big competitor, AT&T, with a huge advertising budget. Instead of trying to compete nationally, MCI started small. They launched their campaign in one city, made some money, and then moved on to the next city. MCI started by getting more customers and then used the money they earned to advertise more. They wanted their campaign to be memorable, so they used the same picture in all their ads. The picture showed two gas pumps, one with MCI and the other with AT&T, to compare call times and prices. MCI also rewarded its employees with stock options and bonuses to motivate them to sell more. Television evangelism, a strategic approach. In the 1980s, MCI, a telecom company, came up with a smart way to compete with giant AT&T. Instead of trying to match AT&T's big national ad budget, MCI focused on local campaigns, starting in one city and gradually expanding. They used the same eye-catching image across all their ads, two gas pumps, one for MCI and one for AT&T, showing call times and prices. What's cool is that MCI didn't just rely on ads, they got their own employees pumped up too. They offered them stock options and bonuses to boost sales from within. This strategy helped MCI grow its customer base and revenue step by step, without getting crushed by AT&T's massive advertising power. Television evangelists in the 1980s were smart about marketing. They targeted a specific group, about 3 to 5 million older Americans who weren't regular churchgoers, along with 20 to 30 million born-again Christians. Instead of just preaching, they made their shows entertaining, with singing and drama, while sticking to their message. This brought in billions in donations for charity. For example, Oral Roberts used TV, radio, books, and newsletters to spread his message. They also used the internet and hired experts for their mail campaigns. These preachers showed how powerful it can be to focus on one message for one audience. Observation of society by the general public. Public relations is a great way to talk to your shareholders and everyone else who cares about your company. When your marketing team does a PR campaign, they should think about both the people who work for your company and the ones outside it. Inside PR is all about sharing news with your employees so they know what's going on and stay excited about their work. Outside PR works with the media to tell them about what's happening in your company and your industry. It's important to be nice and professional when you talk to reporters. Answer their questions quickly and clearly. Whenever one of your big bosses talks to the media, it's smart to have someone from PR there too. When you're giving a speech or presentation, remember a few things. 1. Arrive early to check the sound system and get comfortable. 2. Great ideas need to be expressed well. If you're scared of public speaking, face it head on. Investing in a coach can pay off. 3. Practice until it feels natural. Knowing your stuff makes talking about it easier. Start with small groups. 4. Don't memorize your speech word for word. Use cue cards and have backups. 5. Most visuals are just distractions. Stick to a few slides with clear titles and time them well. 6. Speak with energy, but not too fast. Take your time and pause between parts. When you're being interviewed, remember that everything you say is public. Your words are out there, so keep them clear and concise. Focus on the interviewer, not the cameras. And be mindful of your gestures. Keep them controlled and respectful. Stay professional until you're off the set. Great 10 ideas. Here are 10 ideas to keep your marketing sharp. 1. Make your marketing so attention-grabbing that people can't resist taking action. 2. Use visuals or a unique selling point to make your brand stand out. 3. Don't rely too much on graphic designers' advice. Their priorities might not align with yours. 4. Borrow from People Magazine's playbook. Use white space, short stories, and great photos with informative captions. 5. Have a spokesperson who connects with your brand. 6. Focus on your top customers. The 90-10 rule applies. A small group often drives most of your success. In the not-for-profit sector, 1% of donors contribute 50% of donations. 7. People tend to stick to what they know. If they liked your past promotions, they'll likely respond well to similar ones in the future. 8. Work on your public speaking skills. Practice or get a coach to help you shine. 9. Make your customer loyalty program impressive. Offer rewards that truly matter to your customers. 10. Advertising isn't just about selling. It boosts morale, reaches new customers, and helps build your brand. By following these tips, you can keep your marketing on point and make a real impact. Key points. 1. Create standout marketing with clear messages, visual appeal, and uniqueness. 2. Utilize memorable spokespeople to forge connections and enhance brand perception. 3. Emphasize understanding your audience and adapting marketing strategies accordingly. 4. Optimize advertising formats for readability and effectiveness across different age groups. 5. Employ integrated marketing approaches across various media channels for maximum impact. 6. Prioritize public relations to engage both internal teams and external stakeholders effectively. 7. Hone public speaking skills and communication for impactful presentations and interviews.